Page 8. Construction of the palace began on June 25, 1984, and the inauguration of the work was attended by
Ceausescu
and frequently inspected personally. The building was also erected on the site of some monasteries that were demolished and on the site of
Uranus
Hill that was leveled. In this area were previously located the National Archives,
Văcărești
Monastery,
Brâncovenesc
Hospital, as well as about 37 old factories and workshops. Demolition in their
Uranus
area began in 1982, 7 square kilometers, 2.7 square miles, of the old city center was demolished, with 40,000 people being relocated from this area. The works were carried out with forced labor of soldiers, and so the cost was minimized. Between 20,000 and 100,000 people worked on the site and project, operating in three shifts of 5,000 soldiers of the Romanian army and huge numbers of volunteers. Thousands of workers died in connection with the construction of the House of the Republic, People's House. Some sources mention a figure of 3,000 people lost. In 1989, the building costs were estimated at $1.75 billion, and in 2006 at €3 billion. After 1989. Since 1994, the building hosts the Chamber of Deputies, after the initial headquarters of the institution, the Palace of the Chamber of Deputies. Now the Palace of the Patriarchate, was donated by the state to the Romanian Orthodox Church. Since 2004, the Romanian Senate has been headquartered in the Parliamentary Palace and was originally housed in the former building of the Central Committee of the Romanian Communist Party. 6 years after the palace's completion, between 2003 and 2004, a glass annex was built alongside the external elevators. This was done to facilitate outside access to the National Museum of Contemporary Art, which opened in 2004 inside the west wing of the palace. In the same period, a project aiming to hoist a huge flag was cancelled following protests from the public. A flag was already hoisted on the building, but was removed together with the support. The restaurant, accessible only to politicians, was refurbished. Since 1998, the building houses an office for the Regional Southeast European Cooperative Initiative, SECI, Center for Fighting Transborder Crime. In 2008, the palace hosted the 20th NATO Summit for the North Atlantic Treaty Organization. In 2010, politician
Silviu Prigoană
proposed repurposing the building into a shopping center and an entertainment complex. Citing costs,
Prigoană
said that the Romanian parliament should move to a new building, since they occupied only 30% of the interior of the massive palace. While the proposal has sparked a debate in Romania, another politician,
Miron Mitrea,
dismissed the idea as a joke.